Welcome, dear listeners, to another fascinating episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented to you by Modern Campground. Today, we embark on a journey to the heart of Wisconsin, where the air is crisp, the waters clear, and the wilderness echoes with a serene tranquility that is nothing short of enchanting. Nestled deep in this wild beauty, away from the urban cacophony, lies an extraordinary campground, the Whispers of the Wind. As we step into this solitude, we are greeted by our gracious host for this episode, the owner of Whispers of the Wind, Nalani Jensen. Nalani, with her bright smile and eyes sparkling with the reflection of mirrored lakes, has an uncanny ability to make you feel like you've known her for years, even if you've just met. A woman with an indefatigable spirit and an innate love for the wilderness, Nalani carries the essence of the woods within her, right down to her soul. Our tale today revolves around a unique endeavor that Nalani embarked upon, one that added a distinct hue of charm to her campground. But it wasn't an easy task. Faced with numerous challenges, Nalani's journey is one of resilience, innovation, and a deep-rooted passion that led to the birth of the Campground Flower Pressing Club, preserving nature's beauty in a unique way. Join us as we tread upon this unique narrative with Nalani, exploring the winding trails and overcoming the hurdles on her path, and witness how simple ideas, when intertwined with passion, can transform an ordinary campground into an extraordinary haven. Let's dive in.
As I sat in my cabin one evening, with the scent of pine and the rustle of the wind as my companions, I found myself pondering over a challenge. You see, the Whispers of the Wind campground is a magical place, potent with the untouched beauty of nature. And while our campers were always thrilled with their experience, I felt like something was missing. Our campsite was indeed beautiful, but I wanted to add a shared experience that would make our visitors feel a deeper connection to nature. Almost on cue, young Ben, one of our regular campers, came bounding up to my porch. He held up a beautifully pressed flower, a vibrant wild iris, which he found in a forgotten book he'd borrowed from our camp library. It was as if a light bulb went off. Could flower pressing be the answer? The challenge, however, was to introduce this concept to our campers, get them excited, and ensure they saw this not as a task but a delightful addition to their camping experience. As I began to dream up plans for the Campground Flower Pressing Club, I weighed several options. I considered organizing workshops, creating a dedicated space for flower pressing, or even incorporating it into our nature walks. But I was cautious about the impact on our natural flora. It was vital to strike a balance between engagement and preservation. After much thought, I decided on guided walks with the camp's naturalist, where we'd identify flowers that were abundant or nearing the end of their bloom. These would then be carefully harvested and pressed, allowing our campers to enjoy them long after they had wilted in nature. The process of implementing this was not without its hiccups. We faced our first roadblock on day one, getting everyone to show up for the walk. After a few trial and error methods, we found that the promise of warm cinnamon rolls at the end of the walk worked wonders. Then came the pressing. I had underestimated the number of flower presses we'd need, but this led us to an even better solution. DIY flower presses. We started holding workshops where campers made personal flower presses using spare wood scraps from around the campground. This unexpected twist turned into a massive success, adding another layer of engagement to our flower pressing club. Seeing the impact of the flower pressing club on our campground has been incredibly rewarding, but it's the intangible effects that truly warm my heart. Our campers, both children and adults, began to take a keener interest in the flora around them. They started identifying flower species, understanding their life cycles, and appreciating their fleeting beauty. The most beautiful part was how they started sharing their flower pressings with each other, spreading happiness with every bloom. If I were to share best practices from this experience, it would be this. Listen to your campground, both its natural environment and its people. It will guide you towards an idea that not only solves your challenge, but elevates the entire camping experience.
Hunt, as we come to the end of this captivating tale, it's clear that Nalani's unique initiative has added an unexpected but delightful dimension to the Whispers of the Wind campground. Her innovative idea has not only enriched the camping experience, but has also fostered a deeper appreciation and respect for nature among the campers. The pressing of flowers, which started as a solution to an existential challenge, has blossomed into a full-fledged community experience where each pressed flower carries with it a story that resonates with the heartbeats of the wilderness and the whispers of the wind. This story serves as an important lesson for other campground owners. It shows that integrating nature-based activities that foster a sense of community can have a profound impact on the overall camping experience. Nalani's journey reminds us that sometimes the most straightforward ideas can create the most significant impact. It's about understanding your campers, your environment, and finding a way to bring them together in harmony. What an incredible journey we've been on today, listeners. A journey that winds along the trails of the whispers of the wind, pausing to appreciate the beauty of a pressed flower, a journey that carries the spirit of a woman whose deep love for nature was translated into an experience cherished by all who visit her campground. Thank you for being a part of this adventure. If you've enjoyed our story today, be sure to subscribe to the MC Campground Chronicles for more inspiring tales from the world of camping. And as we sign off from this episode, remember to take a leaf out of Nalani's book. Sometimes the simplest ideas can leave the most profound impressions. Until next time, keep listening, keep exploring.